Hello, everybody. Welcome to week three here of Locker Room Chats with Jeff West Tigers girls head coach Justin Schwinn. This Locker Room Chat brought to you by Heiner Repair and Coach. You were on a three-game winning streak last time we talked. The unfortunate kind of one-point overtime loss there to JCN, 43-42. But what's the best way to respond to a heartbreaker? Well, that's to get back on your feet and win back-to-back games. You had a win 43-29 against McClough Bulldogs, and then you took a big-time win 47-34 against a league opponent in the Royal Valley Panthers. Coach, give me some of your thoughts of these last two games. You know, you had some pretty big scores from Kaylee Hyden as well as Harriet Dean, who had 13 points against Royal Valley apiece. And then, of course, in that McClough game, Kaylee Hyden also having 14 points. And then a big game from Colby Noel, who had 10 points, 12 rebounds, a double-double.
Yeah, that's exactly what I hope the girls would respond after the heartbreaking loss of Jeff North. That was a game that we just didn't make plays, and Jeff North did. We moved on, and I thought our girls responded well. We came out against McClough. Didn't play our best, but I could see that we're getting better, making better choices, playing together as a team. Then last night with Royal Valley, Royal Valley's a group that's got some athletes that can really hurt you, and we I felt like probably played our most complete game, took care of the ball a lot better, took much better shots, and then caused problems for them on the defensive side. So I was really, really proud. I was can't say I was surprised because I have high expectations for these girls, but we're happy with where we're at. We know we're going to be moving on from here.
Well, Coach, you play a very great Nemaha Central team, a team that right now is 1-3 on the year. You're 3-1, so you know, you've seen them already play a couple of league opponents this year, mostly just Holton, that win, that loss that they had, 54-51. What's kind of your expectations taking on this Nemaha Central Thunder team this Friday?
Yeah, I've talked about Nemaha before this year. Their record's not what they are. They're a good basketball team. Coach Hilton will get them going again, and I saw they got a win last night, and we know it's going to be a battle, but they get to come to our place, and hopefully we can show up and give them a good game.
Yeah, Nemaha Central, they took down the number 4th ranked team in the Class of 2A, Valley Heights Mustangs, but again, just not just, you know, this part of the season, I mean the first half, which right now you're on set to finish at least above 500, no matter what the outcome of Friday's game is. So that should make you feel pretty good already just the start of this year. And then what are some thoughts and how are things going to go through a little bit of the break here, the couple of practices you'll get during Christmas break, and then some expectations going into the rest of 2025?
Yeah, this is one of those leagues where you just kind of have to take it one game at a time. We're going to hopefully have a strong outing on Friday against Nemaha, and then after that get a little break, enjoy some family time, get some practices in over break, and then from there it's a grind. And we know that it will be challenging day in and day out, and I think our girls are prepared for that. They're getting better every day. They're playing better every day, and they seem to be having fun, and that's the biggest part of it.
Yeah, you kind of mentioned the grind here. There are 7 straight league opponents lined up for you guys, counting this Friday after the break. You got Rossville and Riley County that week. So it's going to be a big test for your girls, but they're coming out strong early on here. Again, Jeff West to the take on Nemaha Central this Friday. Right now, Jefferson West sitting at 3-1, taking on Nemaha Central, who is 1-3. Coach, thank you for your time today.
Not a problem.
This Jeff West Locker Room Chat has been brought to you by Heinen Repair.